Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino. Asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes.
Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Yeah. Kim Caldwell and the Tennessee Lady Vols have rounded out their staff. They did that earlier in this week. And then Jewel Spear announced she's returning yesterday. Dave and I, Jimmy, talked yesterday about whether or not Kim Caldwell style will keep or run off more Lady Vols. But I actually want to ask you a question today. In the new landscape of women's basketball, where things are going more up-tempo, kind of like men and kind of like in football, do you think Kim Caldwell's style of play by itself will help her and help the Lady Vols recruit a lot better than they have been over the last couple of years under Kelly Harper?
To say a lot better, I'm gonna say yes, because I do think that players like that style. Now, they really like the offensive style. There will be some that are like, I got a full court press. I want to save my energy for offense. So you might have some of that going on. But I think it will help, because I think most people like to run, and they like the up-tempo, and they like the freelance that avails you. So I think she'll do a much better job recruiting, in particular out of the high school ranks. Now, right off the bat, she's got to get people in the portal, and it'll be interesting to see who she gets. But here's another part of that, Caleb. When I look at it, Tennessee has got several of what I would consider their key returners that don't seem to fit the up-tempo style. I don't see Stripling fitting in that. I don't see Sarah Puckett fitting in that. I don't see Darby being an up-tempo, run it, and impressing player. So I think some of the players on a roster don't fit that style. But I do think the style is attractive to a lot of players, and I think it will help upgrade recruiting at Tennessee.
So what do you think, how much help do you think she got by the two new staff members she hired, the two assistants from other SEC schools? Do you think those hires were specifically for recruiting purposes at the level she's at now?
I think the majority of it was recruiting, but I also think that she wanted somebody that had SEC experience that knows the league. And I thought that was a smart thing to do. I was talking with somebody beforehand about the staff. Do they need to get somebody with SEC experience? And I thought the answer would be yes. And I think she hired two good people. She also brought Burnett, who was with her previously at Marshall. And I think that was a good hire for her as well. So on the surface, I like her staff, and I like the fact that she got experience from the SEC, and I think it's going to be a good recruiting staff.
Yeah. Dave and I were talking yesterday, and it's with the exception of Lane Kiffin, most coaches, I feel like to have a mesh of coaches they're familiar with their style, and coaches that can recruit and have ties to where they're going. I think what we're seeing with Kim Caldwell, I'm seeing a lot of similarities to what Josh Heupel did at Tennessee. Yeah, he brought everybody that was going to help him run his offensive system. But then he wanted Rodney Garner, right? Because he wanted that SEC tie. And that was a big one to get.
Yeah, it was. And it was along the defensive line, which is paramount in this league. You've got to be competent on the defensive line if you want to have a decent team. And I thought that was a really good hire for Tennessee. And not just for Garner's recruiting, but I think he's a really good position coach who develops players and gets the most out of his players. So that was a good hire. But I do think there are similarities that you're talking about. Get coaches that can coach the style of play that you want. And I think that – I don't know this yet. That this remains to be proven. I think the coaches she's hired will be relatable to the players. And nowadays, Caleb, that's very important. I was talking to somebody the other day about the transfer portal, and this person said, look, there are people that leave because they're not getting playing time or there's a coaching change or NIL money. But if you have a coach that develops a great relationship with the players, then they're less likely to leave you. And so I, in particular, if the NIL money is the same at your school versus an offer from another school. So I think that's really important that you relate to your players. And I think that the Kim Caldwell certainly can do that with her age. She's, what, 34, 35? She should be able to do that. And I think she had her staff that can do that as well.
Yeah, I agree.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
And let me ask you a little bit about style, because, you know, we talked on Friday, too, about Danny White's hiring. He clearly has a preference of up-tempo coaches, regardless of the sport and the style they play. And I get all sports are going that way. You know, high-flying offenses that score a lot of points, that put fans in the seats. And yes, it translates to a lot of wins, but is there still, I don't want to sound too old school here, but based on UConn winning the national title, South Carolina doing it in women's basketball, Georgia and Alabama having dynasties in football, isn't there still some truth to the matter that that up-tempo style, while it may translate to wins, won't necessarily translate to championships always?
Yeah, I'll be curious to see. Now, there was a year when Alabama... even though Nick Saban railed about the up-tempo and how dangerous it was, he actually implemented that and won a national championship doing it. Now, not as fast as Heupel, but he did go up-tempo non-huddle without a huddle, and he had Lane Kiffin running that for him. But here's what I think about the if you run a more traditional offense or like Michigan in football, like Connecticut in basketball, I think you got to have a lot of really good players. I think that you have to have great talent to do that. I think that if you run an up-tempo, fast-paced offense, that I think you've got a chance to beat a team that's more talented than you. And an example of that would be when Tennessee beat Alabama, 52-49, whatever it was a few years ago. Alabama had more talent than Tennessee did. But Tennessee's tempo caught Alabama off guard a little bit. Jalin Hyatt caught, five touchdown passes in that game. So, with that style, I think you can upset some people. But if you go with the more traditional style, I think you just have to have better players. And I think that's what the Connecticut men, and they also had veteran players. And the South Carolina women, they just had better players than everybody else. And I think that's what helped them win championships.
Yeah, so what happens at the Lady Vol level if they do, because of their style, they do recruit well, and they finally recruit that to the level that everybody expects the Lady Vols to recruit at, which I think is going to happen. And so they bring in the players that South Carolina has at that point, the type of players. So they're, let's say they're evenly matched talent wise, the two most talented teams going head to head. Do you think the traditional style of South Carolina or the up-tempo style of Tennessee would win out in a game like that at that point?
History tells me the traditional style would do it because we have not seen many people with that up-tempo. I mean, if you want to go back years ago, Loyola Marymount was pretty fun to watch, right? And they might score 120 points in an NCAA tournament game, but they couldn't win a national championship. So I would probably go traditional just because that is what has won championships. Patino at Kentucky in 96, when he won a championship, he was up-tempo, and he shot a lot of threes, and he took advantage of that. But that's rare. Most teams don't do that. And you had Nolan Richardson. I guess that was more defense, but what he got, the 40 minutes of hell defense that he had.
Yeah.
That was up-tempo defense, if you will. But I think tradition probably – I would have to lean toward the tradition because it has been proven more often. It may not be as exciting in some cases. Heck, Virginia won a national championship a few years ago in basketball, right? They probably scored – did they average, what, 55 points a game?
Whatever. They did.
So I do think traditional – would. Tradition would probably win out, although I wouldn't be surprised to see. I think it's more of an outlier for a team to win a championship with an up-tempo, fast-paced, fast-break, three-point shooting team.
I totally agree, and it's funny you bring that up because he's known for his fun-and-gun offense and what he did at Florida, and I know it was fun to watch, but Steve Spurrier, we always forget, he only won one national title, and if the BCS existed during that year, he would have zero national titles because he only won that national title because – Ohio State upset Arizona State in the Rose Bowl, right?
Yeah. And he got a rematch with Florida State. And Florida State had beat Florida pretty soundly, right, in the regular season. And by the way, and you hear about, well, if you're going to lose, you want to lose early in the year? No. The Florida-Florida State game was like one of the last regular season games. And so Florida did kind of back their way into the championship game. And to their credit, they beat Florida State in the rematch. But you're right. If they had had the BCS back then, Florida would have no national championships. And the BCS came along 2 years later, right?
Right, 2 years later. Mm-hmm. Yes, this was the one period where the Bowl Alliance had the Rose Bowl tie-in. So Spurrier was lucky that Arizona State wasn't playing Florida State for the national title that year.
Yeah.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.